Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's Bob and Tom Extra, lots of news plus Floyd calls and facial hair. But first, calls on the Jerk Hotline.
Yes, my last name is Nierengarten. I'm in section 232. I was just assaulted by a gentleman with a rally towel. Unbeknownst to him, I'm allergic to linens. I would appreciate your assistance, section 232. Thank you.
Hi, Louise. This is Herm Johnson and Marguerite calling from St. Petersburg, and we wondered when Ray is going to be over.
Yeah, my name is Ralph Fontaine, section 114, row 12, seat 16 through 22. I'll tell you what, we got a jerk line that I'm going to put to use. How in the hell do we have a coach that doesn't have enough game balls to go for it on 4th and 1? Huh? I'm not going to sit through another season of this. Hell, I played golf last week with Paul Tagliabue.
We got a new 3-wheeler. I didn't know if you knew that or not. It's my Marguerite and I, we go over to the Crafts Shack a lot. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're making all kinds of toys and things for the grandkids.
That man is Donnie Baker, man. I'm in section 326, row 14, seat 7. Man, I was going to put my pork on your Jumbotron, but this jerk, man, two rows in front of me, stood up and pork blocked me. I swear to God you did it. I'll even say it right your face.
This is Carl Wampler, 1724, Maple Street. And I was wondering if my prescription was ready.
Yeah, it's me, Ralph Fontaine, again. Hell, while I've got you on hold, what are the chances I get two of my sons to try out for your punt, pass, and kick contest? Hell, I've got one son going full ride that's playing down south, another and's getting a look by every scout this side of the Mississippi.
Hey, man, it's me, Donnie Baker, man. You guys got a problem with these vendors up here in the upper deck, man. I just got a half pour for $7. I swear to God I did, and I want a refund or I'll write to state.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, here you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's do ladies first. She is Christy Lee with the big hoop earrings.
Hi, everybody.
Those are big. You could put your fist through those things. Those are some big hoops.
Oh, yeah.
You could use those for something else.
C-ring.
What? Rhymes with rock ring.
You know a guy that fits into that?
The other lady, she's getting herself an attorney. It's Grace. Hi, Grace.
Hi. Right.
Grace is our resident tech expert.
Ish, yeah.
Isn't today the big reveal for, what is it?
There's a Big Mac conference today, yeah.
Isn't number 12 coming out?
Big Mac?
A Big Mac conference,
I
that's
love
right.
Big Macs.
No, it's a big Apple conference.
They should just come out and go, we're not changing a thing.
Big Macs are perfect.
No, I'm sorry. This isn't it.
No, it's a big,
OS 12. Or
it's
something?
A big Apple conference where they're talking about.
Big, so it's in New York.
I have.
I cannot work. No, I think it'd be in San Francisco.
I have a beef.
She said it was a big Apple car.
And I know what I might be.
That's Chick, that's Ace, that's Josh. Chick, this is Tom.
I realize Apple, yes, you own me. I totally believe. The last update of iTunes, you can't crossfade your music anymore. There used to be a 12-second crossfade.
Yeah.
You go back and forth. And now that's gone. Can you put that back?
Well,
is there a problem? You know, this
iTunes is almost gone.
This is the sound of iTunes disappearing in the world.
But you're right.
But
I play my music. I play my music from that app. I don't want to get another app to play the music. I'm used to iTunes.
I'm with him. Wow,
Christine, you have one hair that is sticking straight up out of your head,
alfalfa style.
May I pluck it? From your skull?
Yeah.
No, now you kind of
fixed it. Pull it out.
Now it would just be me pulling your hair.
It's always been a fantasy of his.
Christy was like, what are you doing? Jeez.
She told me to pull her hair.
Oh, well, by the way, Christy, I found your news story on the counter in the break room.
We have a beef with Chick around here. He has no respect for us.
Oh,
you go in the break room. He goes in and he
can you let
every
finish?
Drawer open, every cabinet open, anywhere he's touched. He puts Chex Mix in his cottage cheese for some reason.
Leaves everything. This has been
leaves
this
it, is, it's delicious.
Leaves it open.
He's an only child. Both his parents worked.
So
he just is a little baby.
I saw there was a news story.
He's got no discipline.
On the printer, and I left it because I was making my breakfast. And Chick found it, and look what he did to it.
He tore it up.
All but shredded it, yeah.
Can you still read it?
I can.
What's
still
it about?
Read it. And he did say, he goes, it could have been worse. I could have.
Could have torn it up into itty-bitty pieces.
I could have shredded it.
Okay, I can top this.
Talking about discipline.
Back in the day, I used to do the news with Bob from a little booth. This was up in Harbor Springs, and actually in Petoskey, Michigan, and so remember what a phone booth was, a little bit bigger than that, but a very tiny, not even a room.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a glass wall, obviously. And, I'd be there looking through the glass at the sound, so-called soundproof thing at Bob. And then once he would introduce the news, he would get up and do whatever, cause I had to read the news for 5 minutes. So I'm in there reading the news. Bob comes in on a cigarette break, sets the news on fire. I wish I were kidding.
Oh, on purpose?
Oh. Of course.
If I'd done that, I didn't respect you. Bob does it. It's Charlie Chaplin all over again. It's hilarious.
It was rather funny at the time.
Did you scream at him?
No, I was a pro. You know me. I'm a total pro.
So what'd you do?
Total pro.
And then we'll complete the story about Arnold Palmer and the golfer. After I finished stamping it out. No, I'm not making that up.
You didn't make reference to it on the air?
No, because I was the news guy. I was the serious news guy. I did your job.
Did you ever sneak in jokes when you were the news guy?
Well, that's how we all got fired.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you guys laugh as hard as when I said, when I was a program director, music director, you guys think that's the funniest thing ever. He was a news, you were program director,
oh, yeah.
Right? News director.
Yeah, that program. Was a joke. Jesus.
Were you Bob's boss?
Yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, I was. There was
wow.
Yeah, I did not enjoy that job.
You're enjoying it now, why didn't you then?
Program director is one thing. King.
King. LeBron James, King.
King is much more fun. So what story did he rip up?
Well, let me see if I can read it. Louis Vuitton has allegedly hired a shaman to control the weather for their 2019 cruise fashion show.
This is ridiculous.
Tom, pronounce it for me.
Well, I've heard both, shaman or shaman.
No. Louis Vuitton.
Oh, Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. Though it was overcast for this year's cruise collection at St. Paul de France in France, it did not rain. The fashion house reportedly employs a Brazilian shaman to ensure their shows are not rained out.
If it rains there, it's the only shower those folks are going to get. Am I right, people? Am I right on that?
They're French. Surrender the BO.
They're French.
Shaman was also used for Louis Vuitton's cruise shows in Rio and Kyoto. Vogue Runway reported the unnamed shaman's fee is six figures, and he only travels by private jet.
This is insane.
I mean, with Louis Vuitton,
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, that's that is
how much
the,
are those purses are like $3,000, right?
Ridiculously expensive.
The shaman reportedly worked his magic at Meghan and Harry's Windsor Castle nuptials last week or last month.
You think any of those models on the runway while they're walking down, they go because they're on a runway?
They just rip ass as they're on. Oh.
You were
making
sound.
A plane sound.
A plane sound.
Plane. I thought that too.
I'm sorry. I was going
yes, they're ripping
mode.
Ass.
Well,
that's
you also
right.
kind of moved your body as if you were sneakily.
You're lifting your cheek.
Yeah.
Just crop dusting the runway.
So
no, I don't think a professional model makes
so
an airplane.
Can we get
sound.
Back to the shaman?
The shaman, the Brazilian shaman.
So is a shaman? I thought that was from India. That's a Brazilian thing.
Said it was a Brazilian shaman.
Oh.
There are many different types of shamans. Mm-hmm.
I know that the...
I'm surprised you don't believe in shamans.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you No.
The one thing about shamans is you never want to touch them or hug them because they say, please don't squeeze the shaman.
Oh, wow. A Mr. Whipple joke.
Please don't squeeze the shaman.
No, seriously.
Oh, my Lord.
Isn't a shaman... I thought that was a... an Indian thing. I know that was not a big Jim Morrison and the Doors thing.
I am not up on my shaman.
Yeah, either have I. And I don't know if I believe in it, but I certainly don't believe in paying them six figures and giving them a private jet.
Yeah.
Christy, what else is going on?
A Florida man charged with selling prison inmates around the country fake legal documents that had been soaked in a synthetic form of marijuana so the inmates could get high after eating the paper.
Oh.
According to the Miami Herald, prosecutors say 46-year-old Danny Angel Rodriguez used the names of actual criminal defense attorneys on the paperwork and mailings to make the pot-soaked shipments look legitimate.
Hmm. Good for him. That's an entrepreneur.
That is an entrepreneur. Some papers were fake obituaries or funeral announcements. The FBI seized 33 packages sent to inmates by Rodriguez, most of which tested positive for the drug. He's already serving a 3-year sentence for violating probation from a 1994 case in which he was convicted of attacking a federal judge. He says he will fight the latest charges. Wow.
Wow.
He's in prison. He starts a business.
That's ballsy.
Yeah.
Hey, sounds like an entrepreneur.
Self-starter.
Yeah.
I would never think to soak.
Right.
How do you,
right
how
you
how
are.
You even do so that?
Who, right you are, Tom.
Who ratted him out?
I don't know. FBI got onto him. I don't know who ratted him out.
Well, if you're in prison, what's wrong with getting a little buzz every now and then?
What?
Your husband comes home.
Oh, my gosh.
Comes home.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, Floyd.
Hey, Floyd.
Enjoyed your prison program.
You're welcome.
Oh, good, yeah.
I believe I heard y'all talking. Somebody mentioned shaman a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Some shaman. It's some kind of, what is it, like a witch doctor?
It kicked the shine when I heard that about it. Remember their number one hit, don't you?
Wow.
Elvira. Elvira.
That was the Oak Ridge Boys, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
That's something else. Kind of makes you want to line dance when you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I heard Tom would do his Mr. Whipple joke.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell it like Mr. Whipple did. You, Tom, you can kiss my grits. Goodbye.
No, that was
slow.
Oh, you forgot to tell Floyd that you finally watched Urban Cowboy.
Yeah, I would have liked to have let him know that. But yeah,
I bet
sure
he would have loved
it. He's still
it.
Listening. Yeah,
I can give you a nice pricey of the story.
Yeah.
From day one.
It's his favorite.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm at this great park yesterday with my little girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best playground I've ever seen, and I'm not kidding. They've got the whole thing is coated in some kind of rubberized ground, and it's just the greatest.
So the kids bounce.
It's I mean, it was the coolest playground ever. It's one of those things you see and you go, God, why did they have one of these when I was a kid? But and there's all these little kids around, and I hear this little kid singing, and he's going da 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 da. Da 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 da. And I thought,
you big dummy.
And I'm thinking, is that 7-year-old singing the theme to Sanford and Son? So I get up closer and by God, da 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 da. The kid's got great taste in TV shows.
Yeah,
parents must like Sanford and Son.
Or he does.
It's a great theme.
But it just, you know, when he's sitting there on the swing set.
Good for him.
They have all these new swings now. You get to lie down. And
they have a lie down swing?
Oh, this is
lie down.
Oh, yeah. Like you're flying?
Oh, it's the greatest.
Huh.
They have good slides
they
there?
They had like a 4-person teeter totter with some kind of high. Oh, it's the greatest. We should do our show from there.
I'm in.
Do a live broadcast from the playground.
They have all these tunnels you can go in and tubes and.
Those hurt the knees. You got to be careful.
Yeah. You let your kids get in a tube?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah, so they have these cool slides.
Oh, you know how many germs are in there, Tom?
Yeah, well, when they're done, I wipe them down. They have a nice clean restroom. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to you.
Little Rock's police chief considering a change in the department's grooming policies so male officers can have more facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
The chief there has received numerous requests from officers who'd like to have beards or goatees. Now the policy allows only mustaches. You know, I mean, that's become a big deal.
I must ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. He's also thinking about relaxing tattoo restrictions. Current regulations mandate visible tattoos be covered with a long sleeve shirt or removable sleeve.
Ah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Attaboy. Okay. I say go for it.
I think beards on a police officer would be all right. I don't know that I've seen very, I don't know.
A lot of cops, well, it depends what,
mustaches.
Obviously, by city.
Mustache, yeah.
Magnum stereotype. Magnum P.I.
Super Troopers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Magnum P.I. is not a cop.
He's a P.I.
You mean they drummed him out for growing the stash?
That's right. He was not allowed in the academy.
Wasn't he in the Naval Judge Advocacy?
I don't remember the backstory to Magnum P.I.
Ace is right, though.
What about
Blue Bloods? Blue Bloods. He's got the stash.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, mustaches I've seen, but not a beard or a goatee.
Well, that's why.
And realistically, who is Tom Selleck without the stash?
Well, on Friends, he didn't have the stash for a while.
Hmm.
He went naked. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
And I like your facial hair, Josh.
Thank you.
It's nice to go back to. I like going back to 2003.
Aww. Yeah, it's a bit dated. It is a bit dated. But when I shave it, people go, "You got to grow that goatee back."
Yeah,
you can shave your mustache and do the Steph Curry thing. Just do your dip your chin in something.
That looks ridiculous.
The chin strap, yeah.
A handlebar? I can do a handlebar mustache. It goes all the way down to the chin, and then you shave this.
Oh,
yeah.
Like the guy from the show where they make the motorcycles.
Yeah, want me to do that?
Yeah, that's a great look.
At least he's not rocking a soul patch. That's the most dated, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's hard to pull off. Yeah. I can't take anyone seriously with a soul patch.
Yeah.
Unless they're
super cool. Sorry, doctor. I'm going to have to talk to a human being.
Didn't you have one at one point?
A soul patch? No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Yeah, he had the Fu Manchu for a while.
The soul patch I refer to as reverse Hitler.
You had a goatee.
Yeah, you had a goatee.
I know. Like I said, 2003. Thank you. I had to grow it because I had a terrible cut on my face. Remember that?
Is that why you grew it?
Yeah.
And then you had to shave it because your daughter kept pulling on it?
Yeah. Then I had to. Yeah, exactly right. And my little baby girl would go, "This looks stupid." I hate this, Daddy. Ow! It's gone.
Well, then I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. The goatee's out of date, but I look good with it. So what do you do?
Actually, you do. Have you ever tried growing a full beard?
I can't. Yeah, it's too patchy on the sides. Doesn't come in real full.
Hey, it's just.
No.
Well, you can try to grow it out. We won't make fun of you.
I'd be stroking. Okay, we got that hunk out.
You don't want to hear patches?
No,
because that leads to I'd be stroking, and then.
I love Ivy Stroke.
That'll somehow lead to Enter the Young, and that'll somehow lead to every nightmare song we've ever had to hear.
And then we'll be doing remixes.
Buddy Luck will lead to Mitch Miller and the White Guys.
Won't you come home, Bill, baby? Won't you come home?
Everybody's white.
She moans the whole day long.
It's not bad. It's a full sound. You got to admit
awful.
That.
If you're still listening, when we come back. We're going to talk about a dachshund that had to be deflated. Peacock pandemonium.
You know, we were talking about the dachshund story in the break room. And somebody came up to me and said, "Yeah, we can't give Chick these stories anymore because he'll go ahead and do them and everybody feels bad." But you could be doing one of the worst stories we've ever attempted.
No, the dog is fine.
It's okay. He's fine.
Have you seen the picture of the dog? It's hilarious.
No. It's not.
But it's not like something fun. He's fat. He likes to eat. Some horrible thing.
Just in a random.
Air thing.
In a lot of pain.
This will cheer you up.
His feet don't reach the ground.
I'm depending on you, son.
You know, why haven't they sold this song to the nicotine patch people?
Because it has nothing to do with it. It's no one recognizes it. It's
no one knows who this is.
They don't like the idea that somebody's dependent on it. They don't want to push that idea.
Patches, I'm dependent on nicotine.
Yeah.
Maybe the morphine patch if you're in a rough spot pain wise.
Oh my God.
That's your patch.
When we come back, a little bit of for the lisp. Listen for the lisp.
Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones.
Sylvester the Cat. Sings Mrs. Jones.
Oh, Father, I'm so tired of being an alley cat.
I am f***ing tired.
Can we do a show?
No.
Or can we do a show?
There you go, a little Bob and Tom Extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.